to our first edition of The Tree Friends. I'm Q Mark, broadcasting here from scenically located in my house inside the middle of my room. Catherine, could you please give us an intro to you, because you didn't get to do intros last time. Intro to you.
Like they said, I'm Catherine Somewhere Over the Rainbow Berry. Nuts as all get out. Base this on salad fingers. That show is messed up. And now I'm going to introduce Morgan.
I'm Morgan, and I'm sure Catherine would like to call me Morgan the Tormentor. Yes, I am Morgan the Tormentor. Fear me, damn it.
Well, let's get on the way with tonight's first topic. Resident Evil 4, problems, glitches, general things that really just shouldn't happen. Morgan, I believe you brought this one up, so...
Okay, first problem. When you shoot off one of the evil thing's heads, when you shoot off their heads, their mouths are no longer there. Therefore, they should no longer moan. They shouldn't go, they should go, you know, the sound blood makes when it bubbles. So, remember, not, just, or even, bubble, 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 bubble.
Okay, this is Catherine Over the Rainbow Berry with the second... Somewhere Over the Rainbow Berry, sorry. With another problem. The you are dead problem. We obviously know we are dead when our head is gone. Or we got impaled or shot to death. I mean, seriously. We are dead, we know it.
Diced and diced, yeah, we are obviously dead.
We don't need the second reminder. Oh, and there's also another one. The glitch of how sometimes people will just show up out of nowhere. And they're right behind you. And then they grab you. So then you gotta sit there for 2 minutes trying to shake them off before you can shoot them in the head anyway.
Catherine, I think that's just a blind spot. You obviously can't see people that are coming up from behind you.
No, there's a glitch, actually. Yeah, in the glitch, sometimes the people will just go pop, and they're there. And you're like, wait. You weren't there a minute ago. Especially...
They just come up from the side of the screen?
Yes. They just go, pop, and I am here.
And were you not looking there to begin with?
Well...
That just means that you're not observant. You weren't looking around.
But sometimes they do pop out anyway.
Well, of course they pop up. You didn't know that they were coming.
Oh, shut up. I'm allowed to have my problems, okay? Shut up, Q Mark, or I will beat you with this microphone. Okay, moving on to the next issue. Stupid anime characters. Ash, in general, has not learned shit.
He has been in America for years, and he still doesn't know the basics of type disadvantages.
Exactly. I mean, you have to have a second grade education to know that fire beats wood, water beats fire, thunder beats, like, water, and then ground kills thunder. It's that simple. I learned that in about second grade when they started lighting stuff in class on fire. You know, it's a random crap. They had a huge bonfire. Pyromaniac stuff. Yeah, I like watching things burn. But that's not what we're talking about here, so we're just on topic. Go, Catherine, your turn.
Okay, another thing is Dragon Ball Z and their forever episodes for one fight. You don't need 5 episodes for a fight.
Yeah, he's right. You did sound like the theme song just then.
Oh, I'm great. I sound like the theme song. No, but they shouldn't last forever. Like the joke says, how many Dragon Ball Z characters does it take to screw in a light bulb? It takes one, but it will take 4 episodes to do it.
Because they talk too much.
Yes, They have their witty banter for 20 minutes, then they fight for 10, and then they have more, a little more witty banter.
It's the whole I'm going to kill you thing. They don't need to tell each other that they're going to kill each other. They're fighting to kill each other. It's obvious that they're going to kill each other.
And here's another thing. Goku has a super powerful attack. Why doesn't he use it in the beginning? To finish off the fight, making it a lot easier. So that way people are dying left and right.
Have you ever noticed that the whole world's kind of destroyed by the time they're done, and then they just bring it all back at the end?
Yeah, that's another thing. How the heck is it that the world been destroyed? The new season. All the towns and stuff are back. Everybody's back. Everybody's talking. Wait, wasn't the whole place gone, like, 2 episodes ago?
Fail, and then they fix their mistakes with the Dragon Ball.
Basically, so there are a bunch of morons who don't know what they're doing with themselves. Wanna add anything?
Failure?
Yeah. After 3 years of dueling Yugi, Jim...
loser.
Yeah, if...
out Henry Clay for the Loser of the Century Award. It's Henry Clay's only competition.
And here's another thing. If 3 years later you still haven't beat a person, give up. You are done. You can't do it anymore.
He has it in his womanly shoulder pads. Have lost for 3 years straight.
And also, what they don't tell you is, at one point, he had green hair. What the heck?
Season 0. Hair.
Yes, a season that never existed. Although they show in the manga that he has green, well, they can't really show it, but you know he has green hair because brown hair is darker in black and white than green is.
Yes, our dear Kaiba, his womanly shoulders, his green hair, and his ego the size of Jupiter.
Oh yeah, and his legacy lives on too through Chaz. Hey there, I like your attitude. You're a lot more snotty me. Doesn't care. Soon you will inherit the purple jacket. Leave shoulder pads.
Oh my god. Okay, should we switch to the next topic? Oh yeah. Yami and Jaden. Jaden, our simplistic friend that we love better than Yami, because Yami takes forever and 3 years to duel.
That's not true for you, I mean.
Shut up! That's beyond the point. That is private information. But see, Yami has to go on forever and ever about how to put the cards down.
Yeah, like the episode when Joey was dueling Mai with his baby dragon and those three Arby ladies. See, if Jaden was doing it and the thousand dragon came up, he'd go, I attack you with my thousand dragon and your Arbys, you're gone. But Yami, no. He goes, the time wizard made time go forward. And now, the baby dragon has grown older and more experienced and is stronger and has made your harpies old and decrepit.
She is right. That is word for word what happened in that episode. I remember that. Oh, just bad. I don't understand. I'm like, why?
See, now Jaden will simply go like this. I throw down 2 facedowns and end my turn. That's all you need to say. And when you're done, it's like, that's game. That's it. Not no 12-minute witty bitter of, I have won against you. You are...
I have won against you. You are the loser. I am the winner.
And that's how it goes. Now, we're going to move on to a different topic before we all die of laughter. The banned cards in Yu-Gi-Oh! For the tournament! Okay. Pot of Greed!
Why the hell is Pot of Greed banned?
Pot of Greed is not doing anything against you! All it does is it just gives you 2 more freaking cards!
Okay, so there are some cards that allow you to bring back magic cards. Those people who have those kind of combos, those are skilled people. You don't ban cards because people are good at what they do.
That's right. And another thing.
And why the hell would you ban common cards?
Really, I don't know. But I mean, it's so stupid. What's the point of banning the cards? Or saying you can only have one of this card. You can't have more than one. But see, what if you need more than one?
Hey, my dude. What's your thought on this?
The whole banned card issue? Well, you see, the thing is that I am a banned card user. I don't care about your little issues with the deck and everything. I don't really care. Because when I pull out Pot of Greed, Graceful Charity, and Delinquent Duo on the first turn, I'm going to activate Graceful Charity, activate Pot of Greed, give it a 2, activate Delinquent Duo, give me some more, and then lower your cards 3-2 on the first turn. That's why it's banned, because people do outrageous things like that. It's like, oh no, I'm not good enough to counter him on the first turn, so I can't do it. I have to ban it. That's not fair. Well, yeah. You can't really do anything if they suck too bad. Forbidden limit list for advanced format. Okay, basically, we're looking at, like, the other ones. You know, we're looking at the, like, banned cards, forbidden cards right now.
Okay, I'm going to say the list. Black Luster Soldier, you can't use that. Butterfly Dagger Elma, Change of Heart, which is really stupid. Chaos Emperor Dragon, Envoy of the End, Delinquent Duo, Fiber Jar, Graceful Charity, Harpy's Feather Duster, that's supposed to help people. Why won't you let it help people? Imperial Order, that really helps people. What's that? Magical Scientist.
I think it's Scientist that's
true. Yeah. No, I just didn't look at it. Makura the Destructor, whatever the heck that is. Mirage of Nightmare. Mirror Force. Mirror Force is gonna really help you. Why won't they let it help you? Monster Reborn. Monster Reborn? How the heck you gonna revive your monster then if you don't have Monster Reborn?
Call it haunted, like all the turns people are gonna be called haunted. I'm like, what if I don't want to reborn something like awesome? If it has low attack points, like I tried to call a haunted my Karibo, and then they told me, oh, you have an attack mode. I'm like, that's not good. My little friend
can't exactly. Painful Choice, Pot of Greed, Raggedy.
It's almost everything that has to do with magic and trap cards.
Yes, because they're evil.
Okay, to keep going, Ring of Destruction. Hey, I'm still talking. Okay. Sinister Serpent. What the heck for? Just let them use it. The Sinister Serpent. Okay, the Forceful Sentry. Tribe Infecting Virus. Witch of the Black Forest. Okay, now that was just plain stupid. That is really just plain stupid. Witch of the Black Forest is meant to help bring some monsters out, okay? Let them bring the monsters out. And Yatagarasu, whatever the heck that is. Oh. Then there's limited cards where you can only have one of them. Yeah, y'all, seriously. I'm trying to...
Serpent.
Okay, enough of discussing that. Shut up. Okay, now you can only have one of these cards, which is so silly. You should have as many as you want. Book of the Moon.
Book of the Moon is evil, but it's great though, because I love that card. Let's see. Book of Tayu.
Thank you. Break of the Magic Warrior. Call of the Haunted. What the heck? You need that more than once if your monsters keep dying left and right. Card Destruction, Ceasefire, Confiscation, Cyber Jar, DD Warrior Lady, Dark Hole, Dark Magician of Chaos, Death Devastation Virus, Exchange of the Spirit, yeah, I got that card, Exile Force, Exodia the Forbidden One, Heavy Storm. Well, obviously you only need one of Exodia because that's all you need to win. Yeah.
Well, Corey has 3 of each.
How do you give 3 of them?
I don't know. He has 3 of each part of it. It is so hard to beat him. He pulls out all 5. He's like, I'll wait. I'm like, that's key.
See? Now to keep going. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Injection Fairy Lily. Jinzo, left arm of the Forbidden One, left leg of the Forbidden One. Obvious. Yeah. All parts of Exodia to finish off. Okay, then we got Limit Term Removal. This is a long list. Mage Power, Magic Cylinder, Magician of Faith. Pretty much of them, right?
We could be here for hours, okay?
Oh, 70 limited cards. You can only have two of these. Abyss Soldier, the Creature Swap, Emergency Provisions.
Oh, no.
Emergency Provisions. I need that card. I love Emergency Provisions. It revolves around Jayden. See?
Aaron, Q-Mark's a little obsessed with Jayden.
Wants to make
that's exactly. I have one of
the now to keep going.
Cheering with R.
No, you have to be like, what's his name? Stephen Lynch. He's like, yes, I teach the little chitlins. That's why I say chitlins. I was like, what the heck? Let's go ahead.
Okay, to keep going. Good Goblin Housekeeping, whatever the heck that is. Gravity Bind, Last Turn, Level Limit Area B. What about A, C, D, E, F, G, and all the rest of the letters of the alphabet?
Yu-Gi-Oh cards are evil. That's what they were made for.
Okay.
They were made
for
your opponent.
Exactly. Okay. Don't you love doing it too? It's a great anger to look cards like that.
You know my solemn wishes? I think that's how you say
yeah.
it.
Yep.
I will normally end a duel with a hell of a lot more life points than I did to begin with.
Okay, to finish up, then is a Manticore of Darkness, Reinforcement of the Army, and the Upstart Goblin, which is so silly. I mean, what's the point of banning the cards? You can't have fun without the cards in multiple quantities.
In about 10 years from now, they will ban every Yu-Gi-Oh card that there is.
So basically, there will be no more duels in 10 years. Start dueling now, people. Get to 7.
Yes. And with your stepping, by stepping some Payless shoes. More wow, more dazzle, more sparkle, more shine. Second Morgan, finish the commercial for me, please.
Payless shoes. These boots are made for ass fucking.
Funniest darn commercial on the planet. Okay.
Big up to Martin Sargent for his hilariousness. I don't know where he gets this crap from.
And also, another commercial. Olive Garden, home of the never-ending salad.
Here, we will face fuck you with salad.
Another one from Martin Sargent. Good man, good man.
I infected. Good stuff, good stuff.
And now we'll move on to our next topic, which is the guy who invented Foamy.
That is one seriously funny squirrel.
Really? Sped?
Google search.
Yeah. Foamy the squirrel. Do a damn Google search.
Yep. And don't come in here with drugs. We don't need no high people sliding with their eyeballs. It's funny, but not needed.
If you wish to know what we are talking about, go to Newgrounds, type in Foamy, and he will be there.
In large quantity.
He'll be sitting there. He'll just...
And also another thing, with drinking, they will ask for your ID. So when someone comes up and says, yo, you got your ID? Don't pull out your Dragon Ball Z membership card. It doesn't work. It also counts for your Sailor Moon new membership card. That don't work either. Driver's license, passport, or anything like that. And we don't need underage drinking either. We don't need no 6-year-old drinking some Coronas.
Foamy, courtesy of illwillpress.com.
Yay!
Alright, what's the next topic, guys?
Okay,
this is the topic here. Oh, boy. See, if you heard my last podcast, go. Once again, go, she called me. Anyway, my friend Brent is supposed to be here with us for first episode, but he's nowhere to be found. He's out with his family shopping.
Now, I know guys. Guys don't like to go shopping. Why the heck would you go shopping? Unless you're getting freaking 12 video games or something like that, don't go shopping. Seriously, the only people who really like to go shopping is girls, because we need new clothes.
Me, I window shop. I really don't like shopping.
Yeah, me too.
I'm too freaking cheap to shop.
But see, how you gonna abandon your friends to go shopping? And you might not even get anything. What's the point of that? See, now we're gonna have to smack him tomorrow.
And rag on him. We're gonna have a hell of a lot of fun doing this.
Oh, well, let him listen to this part so he can tell how much of an idiot he's been for going out shopping. Shopping. Oh, and another thing. Brendan is totally paranoid. Really paranoid.
And he should be. Tell him that he shouldn't be.
Yes. Because we have Diaz conversation about him behind his back or in front of his face while laughing.
He's like, that's right. That's right. We always rag on him 24/7 most of the time until he tries to, like, atomic drop me or what have you.
Or he'll bite your arm, ear, or any other ligament he can get his teeth on.
Catherine, I think that's just you.
Damn.
He only does that to you. If he tried it on me, he knows I will kill him.
Yeah, you kill a lot of people.
Remember what happened last time? He tried to do an Aikido move on me, and I kind of threw him to the ground and beat him with a pillow.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. Well, that's besides the point. I'm the only one who gets bitten here, which is so wrong.
Yeah, you're a pushover.
Shut up. I smack him in the face afterwards. I would kick him in the balls, but that's just plain wrong.
You do that a lot. You really need to get a new hobby.
Well, see, but it's the most effective thing. People don't realize...
You don't understand the pain that goes along with that. Do you have any idea? Imagine childbirth in just, like, 3 seconds. Really? It is bad. It is that bad, yeah.
Okay. But see, I don't do that as much anymore.
Like that contact. Like,
I just put them on ice and they'll be good.
Yep.
I will never forget that one fateful day. I'm sitting there watching Power Rangers, and he gets owned in the face by a letter from Kimberly, and then this guy is like, he gets owned in the balls by a letter. And I was like, and then they went to go skiing to get ice for his crushed genitalia.
Which is so silly. Okay, what else can we make fun of Brendan for?
The DS thing. Remember we talked about?
Yeah, we were talking about his... What were we talking about?
He said that Leon's ass was better than his. He was mad about it.
Yes, he was really mad about that, but it was darn well worth it. And another thing, he was also crazy when we were talking about songs, like the grill song.
He thought we were talking about him.
And the Laffy Taffy song.
Morgan, this is rather abrupt change, but look, this is the new game we're watching right now called Sonic Riders for the GameCube. I know my friend Morgan here is a great fan of Sonic and Shadow in general.
What are you talking about, Shadow all lover?
Like Shadow in general. See, this is
black and red.
Black and red. Popular.
It's like, get out of here, you ugly prototype.
Oh my god. And of course, one more thing about Sonic. That prototype, how is it that it was freaking huge and Shadow's like, small? See, no, if you're going to make a prototype, at least make it almost the same size. Not bigger, way bigger. And now we're watching another thing called Sonic Riders. The other Sonic Riders, where basically we're just watching them, well, ride.
Yeah. Here. We'll let the dude who put it on explain.
Yeah, exactly. See, we got this coming out for the GameCube, and I was hoping to see Morgan's first impressions of this.
Is that a bird?
Yes, that is a bird, Morgan. Yeah, it includes some new characters. It puts a whole kind of new spin on the whole Sonic thing, which is going to need after Shadow the Hedgehog, because that wasn't just, I don't know. I know you do, Morgan. But
you have a gun and a motorcycle. I
yes.
Cycle
yet?
Yeah,
oh my god.
Yes,
yeah, you can't get
past
the whole arc thing.
Yeah, that whole triangle jump thing, I kind of keep failing.
She fails.
It's so close. And I die.
Well, you see, see, this is different because it's going to be like sort of like racing, I guess, and they've included another new character in the Sonic universe like we need anymore. All you need is Sonic, Knuckles, Tails, Shadow, Kind of Rouge, and Eggman is expendable. I do not care about the rest of these characters running around with very, very large eyes and furriness. I don't care. Wow. Oh, winter 2006. Wow. We have so much to look forward to. No, it's, well, it says December. It says, technically it says winter 2006, so we should be looking at it at, like, winter 2006, I guess. We're looking at, like, we're, no, I'm basically, we
like
are. Yeah, exactly. Next winter. When we're, this time next year, we should be sitting here playing this game. I think so. Anyway, let's see here. Let me go, like, basically back to the basic site for GameCube and see what else is going on here. Oh, Mega Man, had enough of you. Let's see here. The Sonic again, and, oh, Super Mario Strikers. I must ask something, ladies. Now, why is it that Nintendo has the urge to, whenever they feel like it, stuff Mario's good, nice self into a crappy game just to get money? It's totally unrelated to the whole Mario formula, but he's in it anyway.
Okay, here's the basic point. Because some people really don't, well, I don't know. Hard way to put it, some people may not like to play Mario in general, but they like to see Mario do something else. So they decided in Nintendo to decide to put him in sports, which is so silly. How does a fat guy be able to do the stuff? Okay, he's big. Like have him dance. I mean, Luigi could probably do a better job because he's a twig. And other reasons is because the people who made Mario got lazy. Really, really lazy.
What possessed the Japanese people to make an Italian plumber?
Their landlord in Nintendo was an Italian fat guy with overalls. No, seriously, I'm not making that up. It was a fat Italian guy that was their, like, landlord. So his name was Mario. So they said, oh, we'll make him Jumpman. We'll make him Mario. This is his actual first name. It's Jumpman. All he did was jump on people's heads. He's like Sonic. You bounce somebody's head, they dead. Has no other explanation at all. It's like, doot.
Now, this reminds me of the one thing on... No. This reminds me of one thing on Newgrounds. If Mario had a shotgun!
I remember that game. If Mario had a shotgun. That was great. And it was so easy. And you could kill, like, string of monsters in one shot. That was so great.
And also, it was really, really a lot of fun. Now, what we're looking at right now is the Naruto game. Naruto Clash of Ninjas. And we say hello to Aaron's brother. Hello. What? I hate you. They just called me a black hole over the stomach.
You said that phrase about 8 times a day I'm averaging right now. I hate you guys. Alright, thanks, Mama.
Now, something smells really good in that kitchen. It's making me hungry.
See?
Okay, so you proved your point. Yes, me and Morgan find the weirdest things.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do in our free time.
A lot of free time. If y'all have as much free time, you'd be like us.
Yep, I remember I spent like a year trying to find something to freak you out. I succeeded.
Yes, she did. She found an old man, which is creepy. That's on Newgrounds, too.
No, not that. Salad Fingers.
Oh, Salad Fingers. That's really creepy.
Yeah, that freaks you out, too.
Ugh, because it's just nasty. Aaron, stop doing that emotion. It still freaks me out, even if it's not on me. Now, what the heck is this game? Electroplankton.
Yes, you make music with it by touching little fish and messing with them. They're funny. Yes, see, look. Basically, it's all shaped to be like a microscope and a petri dish, sort of. So you touch the little fish or plankton or what have you. It's like one game where you launch little fish into leaves and then make little jingling sounds like, you know, wind chimes or what have you. And it's a really fun game, I think. I like the concept. Nintendo's only selling it online.
Okay. and it looks really weird in the pictures. If you go to GameSpot and put in the name Electroplankton, you will see these weird-looking pictures, which is freaking me out. Well, this one looks freaky. It looks like a triangle for a fish. Literally. Whatever.
That one's called, I think that one's called the Jim something. I think it's like Jilly Wiggle or something like that.
Jilly Wiggle. Great. They've got names for these triangle fishes. Jilly Wiggle. That's so beyond the point. Did we get off topic? What topic are we on?
I forgot.
What? Now we're just doing random streams because I don't remember which topic we were on.
That's what we do. We are random people. I think we ran out of topic. Let's see. Oh.
Yes, there's a whole... Oh, and 90s stuff that Aaron is obsessed with. Aaron knows everything about the 90s. It's creepy.
That's my girlfriend talking right there. This woman is crazy. You all should know that, because she actually accepts my randomness and deals with it on a daily basis. That scares me a little.
Anybody who can handle that is got to be a good person for him. Because seriously, I go nuts after 3 days of it. And I mean that.
You live with your sisters. You should be able to handle that.
Okay, see, my sisters are nasty random things. Not weird random things. Aaron is weird random things. They are nasty, disgusting, porno-type random things. There you go.
I'll take that.
See, Catherine's got a point.
Face it.
Which reminds me, somebody save me tomorrow.
What?
Because they're planning something. I know it. They were whispering.
This is another one of those dance things.
It probably is. I think it's Salsa Week. Or maybe it's Conga Week. I don't know.
Well, every time they do something, you just come over to my house and play video games.
I know, but you actually have to be up. I mean, I can't go over to your house if you're dead asleep.
Laughter on all of our parts, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Shouldn't we do this with everybody?
And next episode, we need to get Brendan over here.
Brendan, if you're listening right now,
I am
ashamed.
I am appalled by you. I am so...
Not only is he shocked, he is appalled. Not shocked, not appalled, but shocked and appalled.
And any other bad thing we can add.
It's called a Luma Loop. You were a
Luma Loop. Our Fruit Loops. Luma Loops are Fruit Loops. Hello. Now we're loud. Very loud. See? But we need to get him over here first. So that way we can rag on him in front of his face.
I'm going to name this the game segment of the podcast. This is what we're doing right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Katamari Damashii.
That was a stupid anime character.
No, it wasn't a stupid anime character.
We
stupid.
About it.
Yeah, he's right.
That's one for Aaron, two for Morgan, and zero for Kat.
What are you talking about? I got a couple.
You got nothing.
Yeah, I do.
We killed your dreams.
Okay, we can shut up about the damn points. The points are stupid.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about Katamari Damashii. People who made it were high.
Very high. Very, very, very high.
Like Afro Man high. Okay.
Afro Man high. I mean, rolling stuff into a ball. First you start with the little itty bitty things. Then eventually...
First you start with a Katamari. Then you roll up little things.
Then you go
bigger. You can roll up big
things.
Eventually, you can roll up the world.
Yes. Because you need to do that in the end to get the sun.
That's in like the second one.
I thought it was in the first one.
Hey.
Aaron, is the sun in the first one?
Okay.
Well, to make a really big star in the first one, you had to pretty much roll up everything.
You need to make the moon.
Oh, right, the moon.
And then the second one in the intro, it's really funny. They make a lot of references to the first game. And they show, like, they zoom out from the Earth, and they show around, the astronauts are out in space around the Earth, and there's just a bunch of stars around the Earth, but there's none in the rest of the galaxy. And they're like, aren't there supposed to be more stars up here? They actually said that. And I fell out of my chair while playing and fell on the floor. It was actually quite entertaining.
Yeah, and I, Catherine Over the Rainbow Berry, has been used as...
Somewhere over the rainbow. Oh. I need to know this is somewhere over the rainbow. Get it right.
Okay, correction. Catherine, Somewhere Over the Rainbow Berry was used as a Katamari.
Well, you were. You just sat there, and then when you started holding you up, you started moving like the little black people.
In the freaking game. Except I didn't scream, so excuse me for not screaming.
You did.
You did.
You were screaming, you were wiggling around.
You're like, why are you rolling
around? Why are we looking at this one?
Catherine, what was this, Halloween, or was this Brenda's birthday?
Halloween
slash Brenda's birthday. She gave him this dance game for the GameCube. He tried to play it. He became utterly disgusted with it, would not touch it again. And I...
He was excited when he got it.
Yeah, exactly. I took it up as my own and started playing it. And the only
now,
good song...
Break dance when you play.
Yes, break dancing is fun. Dancing in general is fun. She would know something about that, and so would you. Both of you would know something about that. Catherine, I think hope is lost for you. But otherwise, that's two for Aaron.
Rainbow girl.
Man, I don't eat dip. Get my iPod away from that. Oh, that's not mine. Oh, well. Say. Okay, my iPod is not over there. Okay. But anyway, the only good songs... Wow, Morgan is rubbing Kevin's head like a little flash animation we saw Newgrounds.
Because it scares her.
Yeah, it scares her. Silent Fingers creeps her out. That's right. www.newgrounds.com and search for Silent Fingers. You will be thoroughly disturbed. Guaranteed or your money back.
Guaranteed, David
Furst. Huh? Oh, yeah. If you watch in the dark, you really creep out.
Yeah, and David Furst is a Canadian. So this explains why it's so creepy. Yeah. But all Canadians are creepy anyway, okay? What?
You.
Oh, come on. What kind of Canadians have a naked news channel?
So, anyway.
I don't know. How many Canadians do you know?
Not really a whole lot.
I know more than her. Yeah, he's bad. He should not be at the embassy. He's like, I'm the
Canadian.
Wait a second. Wait a second, we're going to put that on hold. I'm going to myspace.com right now, and I have something, a little introduction to, like, I guess, I don't know, maybe, like, how would you say this, like, relationships between countries. Hold on, Morgan, I'm going to have this ready in a second.
What do you want me to talk about? Who's that guy Brendan looks like?
John Mayer.
Yeah, and for the longest time, me and Aaron were arguing between John Mayer and Ryan Cabrera. John, Buzzy. Will you let me finish, Aaron? But Aaron proved me wrong in the end.
And my mom says he looks like him, too.
Yeah, she only saw him once, and she still said it.
So Aaron won overall. Yippee-ki-yay. All right. We're all doing a head motion, too. Now, I don't know what Aaron is looking at or who he's looking at.
Issues with things online. He likes very shiny things. He's very, very easily amused. So, while my little introduction to world politics is loading and relationships... It is so stupid. We're going to sit here and try to stall for time like we do on RangerCast. So, what did you do this weekend, Morgan?
Well, I played video games.
The entire time. See, Morgan here is a true gamer.
all you weak-bellied sissies out there can learn something from her. Seriously, you guys fainting from playing video games, going into convulsions. You need to man up. Okay, okay. Well, my thing is ready now, so
Morgan, take it away.
What do you want me to do?
Just describe what's happening.
Here.
Okay, this is shit.
Dame, that is a sweet word, you might say.
Round.
All right. Ruling out the ice caps melting, meteors becoming crashed into us, the ozone layer leaving, and the sun exploding, we're definitely going to blow ourselves up. Okay. So basically, we've got China, France, India, Israel, Pakistan, Russia, the UK, and us with nukes. We've got about 2,600 more than anybody else. Whatever. Anyway, one day we decide those Chinese sons of a bitches are going down. So we launch a nuke at China. While it's on its way, China's like, shit, who the fuck is shooting us? Oh well, fire missiles. Then France is like, shit, guys, we got the missiles, they are coming, fire our shit. Family tired. Well, have a nap. Then fire the missiles. Meanwhile, Australia is down there like, WCF, mate. India, Israel, and Pakistan launched their shit, so now we've got missiles flying everywhere, passing each other. Russia's like, ah, motherland! Then England's like, about that time, eh, chaps? Right up. So now the US is like, fuck, we're dumbasses. Canada's like, what's going on, eh? Australia's still like, WTF. Mars is laughing at us, and some huge meteor's like, well, fuck that. So, now we've got nuclear winter. Everyone's dead except Australia. And they're still like, WTF. But they'll be dead soon. Fucking kangaroos. But, assuming we don't blow ourselves up, us Californians just have to worry about California breaking off from the United States to go hang with Hawaii. Alaska can come too.
The end.
Very informative, wouldn't you say? I think so. Wow. Very introspective sight into our own, like, little world we live in right now.
It's about as funny as Four Friends in a Fly.
Yes. Me and my friend Marcus, we'll hear lots of references to Marcus, saw that on the internet. It was really, really funny. Big Marcus and little Marcus, both of them at the same time. Huh. The Marcus is. The Marcus squared. The Marcus squared. I like Marcus squared.
Marcus squared.
Marcus squared.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in the net,
Marcus squared.
Marcus.
Or
little Marcus and big Marcus. But then there's all those black folk there that I don't know. They're friends of Marcus, Big Marcus, and Carl. Like, there's that light-skinned one. Oh, and then there's the dark one, the little dark one. Yeah, Chris. Yes.
AKA Darkness.
Yeah. So, there's the light, scrawny one. And, yeah, Chantel, I know her. Yeah, there's the tall, light one. I don't think he's black, though. No, not the phone. He's not a tree person. I don't know. You know more people at the tree than I do. I'm not very social.
Well, let's see here. You got John, Ed, let's see, Chantel, Yuri, some from time to time, Daryl, Say, Trey, for no apparent reason, Marcus, Carl, other Marcus, anybody else, really? Oh, yeah, Meg, and Darkness, Chris, Darkness, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right now, you might be wondering what the heck's going on in the background, because it sounds like a bad 90s rock video in my background, and that's because we're watching Emo Rangers right now. www.emorangers.com. Huh? What?
How long has it been going on?
We've been going on for a while now. And we haven't even gone over time yet. Well, sort of, but, you know.
Holy crap.
We can, well, you think, guys, it's time to wrap this up and come up with some topics and come back later?
Probably.
Okay, basically. All right, so I guess this is Q Mark and
Morgan the Tormentor. Catherine, somewhere over the Rainbow Berry.
Really?
And this is us. Signing off for the TreeCast. Goodbye. It's like, and here we go.